But then when you actually talk to someone who's been on the ground in China for over 20 years, the lessons he's learned and the things that he's been able to develop is so incredible. So that's really the power of finding amazing like mentors and leaders when it comes to their field, because they understand it better than any of us do.
Hi, folks. It's the Quiet Light Podcast with Joe Valley and Mark Dast. Quiet Light Brokerage is the leader in helping entrepreneurs build, buy, and sell their online businesses. Since 2007, we have helped thousands buy and sell online businesses. And now, we're putting our extensive knowledge in your earbuds with our trademark relentless honesty and a few laughs along the way.
I am not a destroyer of companies. I am a liberator of them.
And now, here's Joe and Mark.
I think one of the interesting things about the online world and online businesses is that online business owners tend to be more inclined to be a part of mastermind groups and to gather together and share information with each other. And these groups tend to range from small and informal. I know I'm part of a small mastermind group. We get together like once every few months for lunch to really involved, even to the point, Joe, I know you talked to Athena Saveri, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
And she takes people to China for 12 days as a part of her mastermind group to educate and teach people and have people get comfortable with working in China directly with Chinese manufacturers and teach them how to go about doing that. How'd that conversation go?
Yeah, it went great. Look, I two things here. Number one, it's so good to have a female entrepreneur on the podcast. They're just not enough in the e-commerce space. And Athena is one of them. She's a terrific entrepreneur, connected with Kevin King, who we know, the Titan Network, and her group, China Magic. At one point, she had an Amazon business and went over to China through a group thing and found it to be not very helpful, essentially, abrasive and going about negotiating in a sort of Wall Street manner, the way that it really doesn't work. So she brought in some experts. She comes from the event planning world, and she created China Magic and takes, I think it's 50 people over to China to the Canton Fair for a 12-day event. Every night they have a mastermind group where they're talking about selling on Amazon. They have people go into the fair and walk around with you and help you find products, negotiate and talk with people in a way that builds lasting relationships. They travel to different cities. They do so many things, and they brought in some amazing people that are mentors that go on the trip as well. And they also build lifelong relationships with the people that go. Top it off, they stay at the Ritz-Carlton on like the 90th floor. It's pretty amazing.
That sounds fun.
And it's not unreasonably priced for a trip to China, and all you get, I think she should be charging more. But one of the key things that I hear over and over and over again is that for an entrepreneur who has made the trip, made the effort to go to China and meet with their manufacturer, they come out with a better relationship with their manufacturer, better terms that improve cash flow, that allows them to invest more in more SKUs or more marketing. And what Athena does is she takes all the risk and mystery out of booking that trip to China. Personally, I would never want to do it on my own. She takes it all out. I would definitely go if I was an e-commerce entrepreneur through China Magic. I would definitely do it.
Sounds great.
Let's go to it. Hey, folks. Joe Valley here from Quiet Light Brokerage. And today I have Athena Saveri with me. She is the founder of China Magic, but I'm not going to say much more than that. Athena, welcome to the Quiet Light Podcast.
Joe, it's an honor to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
I didn't want to say much more because I want you to tell us who the heck you are. That's what we do here. I don't want to read a script. I want you to tell us what your background is, who you are, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, cool. So I am naturally a connector of people. I build communities, and I've always created very unique event experiences where I connect people with people who are very brilliant, intelligent, successful in their world. And because of that, I create some pretty interesting and unique experiences, including this world we call China Magic.
Yeah, I think Kevin King introduced us for the very first time, and he said, Joe, this lady collects people, which is interesting thing to say. But then you talked about China Magic, and you've talked about it. And look, I've not run my own e-commerce site since 2010 when I sold. Now it's conflict, in my opinion, to own one because I'm a broker in between the middle. Even if I had my own e-commerce site, I don't know if I'd want to get on a plane and go to China because it's just so overwhelming. But you kind of run this show and help people get over that overwhelming aspect of it. Can you talk about how China Magic started and what you do for people along the way? Because the audience is, they're SaaS and they're content owners as well. But for the e-commerce owners that think and know, we've talked about it, how to get better deals is to get on a plane and go to China and negotiate mm-hmm. with the manufacturer or meet with them, becomes friends mm-hmm. with them, become part of family. But nobody really wants to do that. It's a big undertaking. So you help people with that. So tell us about China Magic a little bit.
Sure. So just to kind of backtrack a little bit, I worked for a consulting firm in corporate America for some time, and then I got introduced to the Amazon world, and I actually released a couple of products that went well. I actually quit my six-figure job selling on Amazon, right? So I would struggle quite a bit because I was actually I still am in the yoga accessory world, and I dealt with fabrics and colors and sizes and different things that communication with China would always just take a long time. I'd get a sample sent to me. If it was a bit off, it would take, you know, a couple more weeks before they could actually remake it, send it back to me. And I was struggling with my own growth as a business because of that. And also I always wanted to kind of design things a bit and not be the same as everybody else. So I think that because of that, I was actually at a conference and someone mentioned going to China. And I never even thought of going to China before. But I realized that a big part of being an e-com is the quality of your products, the price point that you can get your products, like your supply chain and the, you know, suppliers that you deal with is such a huge factor when it comes to your business. And I noticed that there was a lot of Amazon sellers who were like very successful. They'd done millions of dollars on Amazon, but they weren't experts at sourcing and they had never been to China themselves. So I was actually quite intrigued by the idea of going on my own.
How did you pull it off for the first time? If you've never been, did you go with others or did you go by yourself?
I did actually go with others. So the gentleman who is kind of pitching the idea of China, he really sold me on the fact that in order to really grow my brand, it's good to go directly and to meet suppliers. So I signed up for this trip and spent quite a bit of money. It was a 3-day trip and we went to a place called Ibu. And even before we got there, I noticed there was a lot missing. Like no one told us what to pack, how to prepare for our visa, how to, you know, connect with the fellow members. Like there was missing a lot of the pizzazz. And being that I actually have a background in events and in networking and in taking care of people, I worked with celebrities. I've built huge conferences and events like my whole life. That's my background, right? So here I am.
Are you counting Kevin King as a celebrity right now? That's
obviously
no. Okay,
I mean,
just check.
In his own world.
In his own, okay.
Yeah. No, I mean like, I worked with artists at a place that's called Celebrity Center for years. So like I know how to red carpet people, how to take care of people. I know the power of connection and community. So I was really expecting more of that. I was expecting to be mentored. And what I found when I got there is that they had a different point of view on how to deal with China. The person who was leading was talking about how you present yourself as this big business and you really talk down the price and you go in there very hardcore, very aggressively, very Western.
It's the opposite of everything I've ever heard.
Exactly. So I was sitting there and I was not an expert in China whatsoever, but I do know human beings and I thought this was very strange. So I actually wanted to do a test. And one of the mentors that were on the trip was supposed to go and source a few products using that method, going in and being the big dog and talking big things. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go the other direction. I'm going to go very human being. So I went in, oh my gosh, is that your daughter? Oh, how lovely. How are you today? Like actually building rapport. And then talking about products, talking about the future, building a real relationship. And then towards the end, when things are already being sort of like that connection's there and the creativity of the future is there, then I'd start talking about, you know, how could we do this and how could that work and what price point can we get this at? You see what I mean? Like completely different way than going in and being like, how much is this and what can you do for me? And I was getting much better pricing. I was getting much better, you know, inputs and creativity. And they were showing me things that, you know, they weren't showing everyone else. They weren't on the shelves. And I was like, this is very interesting. Right. So I noticed that also there wasn't much mentoring. You know, they sent us out with these guys who were sort of high school students to translate for us. And they didn't have a background in negotiating. They didn't actually understand sourcing. So it was like I was brand new to the subject of China. These guys were brand new to the subject of, you know, negotiating, and the blind was leading the blind. And so that was the trip I went on. And so I thought, you know what, this could be so much better. This could be amazing. And I went to the organizer and I said, hey, you know, this is my background. And as it was, I was already bringing in the groups with me. I was like mentoring them. I was keeping them upbeat. I was creating the networking. I was just, that's just who I am. Right. So anyway, the point is that I offered to partner with them. I was like, let's get together. Let's make this beautiful. And they're like, you know, Athena, we're happy with the way this trip is. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I was like, I'm going to just, you know, do my own. I'm going to bring some friends. And they're like, yeah, yeah, cool, Athena. And so my first China Magic, I brought 50 people to China and we extended it to a 12-day experience.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Let's talk about the benefit of going to China for e-commerce entrepreneur. And first, let's define who they are. Is it somebody that already has an e-commerce business that is going to meet with their manufacturer and work out new terms and so on and so forth and find new products? Or is it somebody that's just beginning, doesn't even have a website yet or a product, and they're sourcing it for the first time? Who's the ideal candidate to join and go to China on China Magic's trips?
Sure. So to me, if you want to be professional as an Amazon seller and you want to be able to have that sort of relationship and that creativity, it doesn't matter if you're brand new to Amazon or if you have scaled up to doing 7 figures, 8 figures, because what we've done in China, and I can kind of tell you more about that in a bit, is we actually cater to every sort of stage that people are in their journey. Because you're going to be looking at sourcing in a completely different way. So, I mean, China Magic has progressed tremendously. We've already done 6 trips at this point. But to kind of backtrack a little bit, to kind of answer that question a little better, I brought in people who were doing millions of dollars on Amazon. And because they had never met with their manufacturer, they were actually able to get such a reduction on the cost of their product, such better terms. Like these are people who had been working with the same supplier for 2 years, three years, and they would meet with them. And by the end, like they were doing 30% down, 70% on shipping, and they were able to get that down to like, you know, 10, 20% down. And then 30 days after landing, pay another 35%. And then the rest 60 days or 90 days after. And what that does for someone's cash flow is amazing, especially when you're doing bigger numbers. And that obviously, coming from your perspective as a broker, that really helps with cash flow and it really helps with growth.
Yeah, it allows them to grow the business for sure. I think it's critically important. I've heard so many times how people go to China and really connect with their manufacturer and come out with better terms and better pricing. And even if it's just a dollar off cost of goods sold, but you sell, you know, $2,000 a month of that particular unit, that's $24,000 a year in savings. And then eventually when you do sell the business, it's, if it's at a 3x multiple, that's adding nearly $75,000 onto the list price of the business. And you can put as many zeros before or after that as you want. It's important to do. All right. So let's talk about the logistics of 50 people going to China. What, was your first trip?
Yeah, it was my first trip. And because I'm crazy, I booked every single person's flight myself.
Oh my.
In the hotel. Yeah. Like I'm just a wild girl.
And you don't do that now though, right?
No. I don't do that now.
Okay.
But yeah. I mean, I think the thing that was the most magic about China Magic is I connected with a gentleman named Marty Sherman, who's been going to China for over 20 years. And this guy understands China on a level that I'd never even come across before. And he really believes in the developing of relationships. And so the very first thing that we do in China Magic is we talk about the culture. We talk about how to really navigate the waters and how to actually approach people. And it's amazing. Again, like these guys are professional entrepreneurs. They're professional business owners. They think they understand their suppliers. They think they understand how to do business. But then when you actually talk to someone who's been on the ground in China for over 20 years, the lessons he's learned and the things that he's been able to develop is so incredible. So that's really the power of finding amazing like mentors and leaders when it comes to their field, because they understand it better than any of us do, just the same way that you understand what you do so much better. Like maybe some guy has sold his business or a couple businesses or whatever versus someone who's actually seen the sale of hundreds, you know what I mean? Like the professionalism that you gain from having done something over and over and over again. So what I was looking for when I started China Magic were people who were just absolute geniuses when it came to sourcing. So I actually met a guy, this is a crazy story, but have you heard of Kian Golzari, Joe?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay, so...
Does that make me uninformed? Should I know
who that is? No. You're wonderful. You know a lot of people. So one of the mentors that I had on China Magic asked if this guy could come visit. And I was like, yeah, sure. And he kind of hung out on China Magic. And towards the end of our trip, he's like, do you mind if I put a little presentation together for everybody? I'm like, yeah, sure. So on this presentation, he starts talking. The guy sources for the NFL, the NBA, Google, the Olympics, his own family's company that has at least 2,500 SKUs. I mean, he is literally a sourcing god, right? And he became one of my closest friends. And now he's my other main guy. So I've got Marty, the one that's been going for over 20 years. And I've got Kian Golzari. Because the formula that I've always used is like, if you want to fast forward your business a few years, then you want to be around people who are extremely knowledgeable and successful, because you can't even put a dollar amount on the value of having gone through so many mistakes, made so many bad choices, learned from all those mistakes, you know, that the network that these guys had, like, it's just crazy. So when people come to China Magic, a big part of the magic is connecting with people like Kian and like Marty. And I think that makes a massive difference.
Well, I just wrote down networking, and then you said the word connecting, because we've talked about this before. There's a lot of time that 50 or 75 or 100 people that are going on a trip like this spend together. And the connecting of those relationships goes beyond just renegotiating or getting better terms and more SKUs with your manufacturers. A lot of people are making lifelong connections on these trips as well with fellow e-commerce entrepreneurs, right?
Oh gosh, completely. Like we've got people who met 3.5 years ago at my first trip. They're still connected to this day. Like they're still, some of them have developed partnerships. And one thing that's very interesting is when you connect at that level, Joe, when you travel to a foreign country, when you're with each other for that long, a lot of the social veneer comes off. You cannot get that relationship at like a conference in the hallway, having lunch here and there, right? So because of that, people really start to open up and they start to share, and that abundance mindset really clicks and that trust really clicks. And so I've traveled the world for 5.5 years to build up this network. When you walk into China Magic, like people come in as strangers and they literally leave as family. And it's just like, that gave me goosebumps. It is so, it is literally, you can't even experience, like you have to experience it to see the level of connection people have. And then those relationships are so valuable later on. Like you just see them helping each other and giving each other resources all the time. Like, yeah, so it's a beautiful thing to see.
So someone doesn't have to know anything about China, how to get in and out. You help them with that entire process from the visa to the booking of the hotels, that you may not do that yourself, or the airline. Yeah. But is it you show up, you give them some guidance and they're off and on their own, or is it pretty much they're told where to go and what to do all along the way?
Okay, so we have kind of perfected this world. It's almost an art to me now. We've got several group flights that we organize. We've got one from the UK, we've got one from the US, and we've got one from Australia, and it just depends on where our members are coming from. And so we organize a group flight, so everyone's on the same flight, and then we have everyone get picked up in beautiful bus, right? And then we get to the Four Seasons, who love us to death, and we are like their favorite humans. And they're waiting for us with Pellegrino and cappuccinos. They know how to take care of us, right? And so what we do on our very first day is we go and get everyone to the Canton Fair. We go to the Canton Fair, by the way, and we go in there with mentors. I bring a ton of these mentors, right? And these are multi-7, 8-figure. We even are going to have a 9-figure seller coming on our next China Magic. And so we walk in there with them, show them around, get them like to see what it looks like. And then on the first night, we orient them to China, to negotiation. And then the next day, we actually go into the fair with them. So we are mentoring small groups of them throughout the trip. And then when they kind of graduate out and they feel confident, they kind of go on their own. But I have my guys on the ground, right, constantly. We have a sourcing team of about 100 people. Wow. We've got connections to factories that are not on the grid, about 4,000 factories you can't even find in Alibaba or even at Canton. So if people are having trouble finding something, we actually utilize the vast network that we've built. So we really are very present for them the entire time. And a part of China that I didn't even mention is it's not just about China. Like, we actually do content every single night about Amazon. So from A to Z, everything from branding to PPC to marketing to every single topic in Amazon is all covered within those 12 days. And we split everybody up into these itty bitty groups. And this is why we can cater to everyone. We actually work with, like if you're a top seller, you're going to want to talk to other top sellers about pain points that you're struggling with at that level, right? If you're new to your journey, you need a lot of hand holding, you need a lot of help. And also it's not good to mix them. So we never do that. We have different content for different levels. And so you literally go in there and you're just going to be with a group of people that are in a similar part of their journey, being literally walks through the journey with some of the top brains in the entire industry throughout the entire 12 days.
And is it always the Canton Fair?
Yeah. So we always go to Canton Fair. We go to phase two of Canton, which is amazing because you go and you're literally walking through booths and booths and booths of product. You're connecting with factories.
What does phase two mean versus, I suppose, phase one?
Phase two is where you find like a lot of beauty products, a lot of kitchen products, a lot of household products, baby products. Phase three is more about travel, about sports, about different. So each phase of the Canton Fair has its own products, and you can go to cantonfair.net and actually take a look at which phase is most appropriate. So what happens is, like, let's say most of your products are in phase two, you would utilize phase three to go do factory visits, which is another thing that we talk a lot about, is like actually going and visiting with your factory, visiting with your suppliers. And we walk you through an exact way to negotiate and to project the future and create these amazing partnerships. So
phase three is a different China Magic trip where they're going to visit the manufacturers, or where that's part of phase two? I was confused there.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. So Canton Fair is the largest fair in the world, right, when it comes to sourcing. And it goes through three phases. There's phase one, two, and three. We go to phase two, and then we go to Hong Kong for a few days. And we go see global sources and do more sourcing there, and we do more content there. Then we come back for phase three of Canton. And so that's just a whole, like, basically they set up, they take away their products, and then a whole new world gets created in that next phase because they've just got too many products to be able to do it all at one time.
Gotcha. Now, what about going out and visiting your manufacturers if they're off the grid, or if they're not at the Canton Fair, or are they all there?
Oh, well, it just depends. Some people are there, some people aren't, but we highly recommend to go visit your factory. And then we do a factory visit for those who don't have a supplier yet. And we actually went to a packaging factory that does packaging for like Adidas, Nike, Nescafe. And we've got connections to this amazing world of like factories that we can take people to. But we really recommend for people, we actually show them the exact step-by-step on how to go and visit with your manufacturer, how to go and like see the people that are building your product, how to actually build your product with them so that they can see you on the floor so you get an idea. And then Kian goes into like understanding how to, like, you know, let's say you're building a backpack. There's all these components, right? So how to look at each component at its own world. And there's ways to increase quality, to get innovative, to save money. So we teach people really the understanding of sourcing at a level to where you become an expert even within the first few days of China Magic. And this is stuff that like a lot of people are missing. Like, really, they're missing this within their business, and they're missing a ton of profit, because, you know, there might be ways to save a lot of money on their products, or there might be ways to innovate them and charge a higher premium for them. But because they're not in there on the floor dealing with their products, understanding their supplier, they really might be leaving a lot on the table.
How much time in advance do they have to plan a trip like this?
I've had people sign up as quick as 2 weeks before, but we get sold out so fast. Like, we're actually already sold out for our next trip months and months in advance. And the amazing thing about it, it's mainly word of mouth. Like, we didn't even do any sort of advertising campaign or anything like that. We literally did a couple of Facebook Lives from China, and we got like 90% sold out just from that, because what we're doing in China Magic, just it is magic. And I think people want to be a part of that.
Are there any resources, I assume, on your website? What is the URL for China Magic? That might be a dumb question.
They can go to ChinaMagicTrip.com.
Okay, there's a trip.
And there might be a waiting list. You can get on that waiting list.
Do you have resources on the website for people that still are too scared to go to China, or not ready, or can't afford it yet, or just starting out? Any information that helps them with negotiation tips and things of that nature, and dealing with the manufacturer from afar?
Absolutely. So we do have a webinar series that we put together. So if they go to ChinaMagicTrip.com, they can get on our list. And then also, if they want to reach out to me, they can just go ahead and AthenaSaveri@gmail.com. That's my personal.
Uh-oh.
So if they want to.
You did it. You just gave out your personal email address.
I did. I don't mind. I have tons of people reach out to me all the time. They can find me on Facebook. They can find me on Instagram. I make myself very available. I actually talk to almost every single person that's ever been on China Magic. I've had a personal conversation with them before they even get going on our trip, because I want to make sure that they're abundance mindset. So
I don't doubt that for a moment. I can see it happening.
Because it's
every single person, just out of curiosity. I mean, it's a woman, female run operation, which is wonderful in this e-commerce male dominated world that we live in. But when it comes to ratios in terms of male versus female, in terms of the people that go on the trip, is it still heavily male oriented, or are there plenty of women entrepreneurs that go as well?
I'm so proud of this. The trip I went on, out of 60 people, 3 of them were women. The one that I went on that wasn't my own.
Okay.
More than 50% of our trip is women.
Beautiful.
Because I take perfect care of them. I princess out the trip for them, and they feel confident because they know me. They know I'll take care of them, and I do. So yeah, we've got amazing women on our trip.
Excellent. And you've connected with Titan Network as well, right? And China Magic's kind of flowed into Titan. I had Dan on the podcast a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Talking about negotiating terms with manufacturers.
That's right.
This is kind of a good evolution to us. What's the connection between Titan and China Magic?
That's right. Yeah. Dan Ashburn is my partner with both China and Titan. So what happened was, people would go for those 12 days and they would get so spoiled by the mentoring that we do, because we do a lot of hands-on mentoring. The quality of our mentors are amazing. And so the only issue we were having with China Magic is that it would end after 12 days, right? And we would see the amount of progress that was made. It's not just the sourcing, but like, people that understand the rest of it and how to build a multi-million dollar business, like, you get to spend an hour with them talking about your business. The progress you make in that hour is just amazing, right? So what we did with Titan Network is we actually created sort of that mentoring and the magic of China, but we did it all year long. So we added events and masterminds and weekly coaching and a lot of hands-on mentoring. And and Dan is just a freaking genius. Like, I could not have built this without him. And we basically recruited all of our top mentors from over the years, and they're now part of Titan as well.
Excellent. Let's answer the question a lot of people are asking. In ballpark, you know, you can't give an exact figure because it's changing all the time, but how much is it going to cost somebody to go on a China Magic trip? Ballpark range. I'm putting you on the spot here. I know.
Yeah. Because our pricing is changing. Honestly, we've been underpricing for way too long. So I'd say ballpark is around 8. We've done it as low as 6 for our early bird special.
I was going to say, even if it's 10, it seems like an incredible investment for people to make in their business, because they're going to make that back in better terms, better cash flow, great knowledge, great friendships. And, you know, people go to mastermind events and spend an awful lot of money. Here, it seems like a 12-day mastermind event where you're really experiencing a completely different part of the world.
100%. And we also, I didn't even mention this, but even before we get to China, we're doing training with them. We're mentoring them. We've got a Facebook group. We're connecting everybody. So they actually get to know each other before they even head to China. So that's all included as well. So I believe in what we do 100%. The lives we've changed. I mean, I have people who came on my original trip and they found a product that has been profiting them $30,000-$40,000 a month since. You know what I mean? Like, it's just ridiculous.
I get the feeling, Athena, that you actually get more joy out of helping people than counting dollars. Is that?
Oh, I am terrible. Like, Dan has to like keep me on track because I just have like a big heart, and it's like, I'm always like, oh, you know, you want to come? Okay, well, let's work it out. You know, just because, yeah, it really is my happiest place. I think my happiest thing ever is seeing these amazing people that are like our mentors and leaders, because a lot of them came from my attendees. So a lot of these guys were attendees of my trip that just happened to be more helpful, had bigger hearts, and had amazing success stories. So then I graduate them into being mentors, and it's sort of this circle of life that's so pretty. And then they go and help other people, and like, oh man, it's like a dream come true to be in this industry. Honestly,
that's fantastic. I'm gonna wrap it up here. I'm glad we finally got you on the podcast. We were introduced, I want to say 3 or 4 years ago, and we keep bumping into each other. So
I know.
Thank you for coming on. I'm excited here. Tell me again how people find out about ChinaMagicTrip.com or net.
Yeah, so it's ChinaMagicTrip.com. If they want to learn about Titan, if they're too scared to go to China, they can always go to TitanNetwork.com to connect with me there as well. My phone number's out there. Like, really, I give my heart and soul to my people and make sure that they're super taken care of. So I'm here for you guys. And like I mentioned earlier, if you're beginning your journey, we can take care of you. If you're sort of in that intermediate zone looking to scale, or even if you're very, very successful, even if you're looking to sell your business in, you know, 6 months, a year, like, coming to China will benefit you in so many ways.
I couldn't agree more. And for those that are wondering, yes, it is an ad back. If you don't know what an ad back is, reach out to us. We can help, please. You should know what an ad back is at this stage of listening to
the show. I just want to mention, thank you so much for all that you do for the industry. You put your heart out there. I see how much value you add. It's like, you could just do the thing that you're there to do, but I see how much you help people grow and expand, and it's just wonderful. So thanks for all that you do for the community as well.
Thank you for saying that. Very much appreciate it. Thanks, Athena. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Today's podcast was produced by Podcast Motor and the Quiet Light content team. If you have a suggestion for a future podcast, or if you want to guess the quote from the beginning of the show for a chance at getting a shout out on the pod, email us at podcast@quietlightbrokerage.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and this show wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.